Welcome back to Psukim Daf. This is Rabbi Trump, and we are going to be learning the Psukim on Brachos Daf Lamud. The focus of today is prayer at the most vulnerable moments. There are 12 Psukim in total on this Daf, but we're going to be focusing on Shmuel Aleph Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud. Very fascinating Pasuk. Let's take a quick look at this. The Pasuk reads as follows. Vihi Muras Nefesh, she is bitter of spirit. Vatispalel al Hashem, and she prays to God, uvachoy tivke, and she is weeping all the time. What's this referring to? The Gemara says, this refers to perhaps the source of how the Mishnah tells us, ein omdim nispalel lemitoy kovid rosh. One should take davening seriously. One should enter davening with a head which is heavier. It should not be light. It should not be something to be made fun of. It should not be something to be talked about or talked during. It should be something that a person takes very seriously. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph. This refers to Chana. Chana is barren. She wants a child. She begs for a child. She pleads for a child. It doesn't happen. She cries. And finally, distraught, she comes to the front of the Mishkan and she's begging Hashem, please give me a child. There, the Gemara learns from this is because of the way she turned in this tefillah. We learn many of the halachas of tefillah from the way and the manner and the tone in which she turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see that the way she turned to Hashem is in a way of gravity, of seriousness. And that sets the model for our tefillah. One question, when I'm trying to understand this, is why now? Why? Surely she davened many times in her life. Why was this the moment that changed things? The Malbim says, if you look at the previous Pasuk, it explains things very clearly. Just the previous Pasuk Tes, Vayomara lo Elkana Isha. Elkana, her husband, says to her, Chana's husband says, Lama Tivki, why are you crying? Vlama lo Sechli, why are you not eating? Vlama Yera Levavech, why is your heart so upset? Haloinochi Tovlach Miasara Bonim, aren't I better to you than 10 children? Elkanah, her husband, means extremely well, but there could be nothing more insensitive to say to a person who needs children, who wants children. It is at that moment, says the Malbim, that Chana realizes something. Up till now, she thought she was on a team. Everybody's praying. Everybody's desperate. Everybody wants, is rooting for her. Her husband's praying for her. She's praying for her. Everybody wants her to have a child. When her husband says this, the balloon bursts. She realizes Elkanah has children from his other wife, Penina. Elkanah is just fine. She is the only one. She's alone. She's vulnerable. It's at that moment, through her aloneness, that she realizes that she needs to daven full force. And this is the catalyst for the acceptance of a tefillah. In fact, it's so severe, and there's such gravity to her statement. The Gemara over here suggests that perhaps this is too much. Maybe she was too serious, it was too bitter because of the power of this moment. Sometimes in life we need to take a leaf out of the book of Chana and realize, yes, we really are alone. All those Nedivim, all those people in our lives who promised us and we think will promise us, are not the ones to rely upon. We need to ultimately turn to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Almighty. And that's the way to prayer. That's the way we learn from Chana. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.